my friends. Oh, yes, I mean a boys' band, do you hear me?
For I compose the music of the night.
Put another nickel in the Nickelodeon. All I want is having you and music, music, music.
Groupies sleep with rock stars because they want to be near someone famous. We're here because of the music. We are Band-Aids.
All right, Thursday Music Club, let's do it. Samantha Fisher from Play It Forward joins us now for Hello Weekly Chat. Hello, my dear.
Greetings.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you. I've learned that running is not my thing.
Like on foot or?
Yeah, trying to run in from the parking lot into the building. I thought I was going to pass out. Just saying.
Well, you don't sound all that winded.
Well, I've caught my breath now.
You know, maybe leaving a little earlier and getting here on time. You know, but I don't know. I'm not going to tell you how to do your business.
You're not going to judge?
No.
Yeah, I was running a little late today.
All right, let's talk Play It Forward and jump right into things. So what's going on with you guys? Anything new and exciting?
Yeah, a couple of cool stories. This is one of my favorites, and this is why this program makes sense to me and why it does work. So, as you know, last week we had some nice coverage on News Channel 5, and there was a family out in Chesterfield, Lisa and Jeff, had an alto saxophone and a clarinet to donate. And they had emailed me, and I was replying to their email. And the synchronicity, at the same time, the phone rang, and it was a lady from Herculaneum, Missouri, which is a devastated area, as you know. She had called and requested, you know, do we have instruments to give to students? Told a sad story about a young girl, 16, her name's Ivy, and how she hates the alto saxophone, and no one can afford to purchase her one. And I kind of sat there for a moment. I'm like, wow, I do. It just happened. So we made that happen this week.
Yay. See, that's why it's so important. You look around and get this stuff to Sam so she can get it to all the kids. That's very cool.
It's beautiful because here's a family that is willing to donate, and there's also a family that are willing to receive, and it just kind of worked out perfectly. And today, one of my dear friends, Stephanie, is helping me out with Play It Forward. She's on her way to Mozingo's in Ellisville to pick up, I think, a violin, a clarinet, and three keyboards donated from their customers.
All right.
Very
outstanding.
Cool.
Outstanding. Any charity events coming up? Fundraisers for you guys?
We do have the St. Paddy's Day Parade. First 100 people to show up with any kind of an instrument. Get their fees waived if you're running in the St. Paddy's Day Parade this year. And on March 1st, it's Mardi Gras. This is our 7th year with Mardi Gras.
Do we know where you're going to be yet?
I'll be on 7th Street, right across from the Soulard Farmers Market, in the thick of it.
Oh, good, good, good.
And so, we have like 15 volunteers, and we'll be serving all your adult beverage needs. If you're in the area, please stop by.
All right, beautiful. And we'll have time to remind them of where you're going to be once again. Play It Forward, STL.org, the website, for more information about what's going on that front. The other hat that she wears, one of many, is to turn us on to some area music. And let's jump into that fray.
Well, this has probably become my new favorite band in the last 24 hours. OldSaltUnion.com. Check them out. A mix of guys in a range of, you know, 23 to 30 years old. They've been playing together for a couple of years now. They've started their Kickstarter campaign, which we see a lot of this with local musicians.
Right.
And I'm a huge fan and supporter of that program. They are funding their second album, and it launches tomorrow night at Cicero's. 8 p.m. Doors open. It's an all-ages show, but if you are under 21, it's going to cost you a couple extra bucks to get in the door. Again, you can check them out, OldSaltUnion.com. This Saturday, they'll also be at Cutter's in Belleville, Illinois, for our Illinois fans, which is a very cool venue. And I love this song. I love this band. I love anything with a violin and a banjo in it. So check this out, Old Salt Union, Where I Stand.
Stranded on a lonely road, trying to find
Old Salt Union tomorrow at Cicero's and working on their second album, Kickstarter campaign for that. Sam, where can people hook up with that to help out?
There's a link. There'll be a link on their website, oldsaltunion.com. This is a great way to support local musicians. Their first album, Western Skies, was released in 2013, so I'm looking forward to see what they're collaborating on their second album. A great way, even if you have $5 that you can take the time to donate. Maybe you're an old musician and you never got your break in the big, big leagues. And this is a great way to support local musicians. OldSaltUnion.com. Great stuff. Do you like it?
I do. I like it very much.
I figured you would.
I do. A little fiddling, a little banjo.
Yeah.
I mean, it just needs a washboard.
They probably have one. Maybe you could be their washboard guy. I'll ask them.
Yeah, maybe I could because I don't have enough to do.
In your spare time.
Yeah. All right, Brothers Lazaroff. We featured them, haven't we?
It's been several years, but yeah, they've been around for a long time. Brothers David and Jeff have been writing songs together since they were in high school. This is they just released their fourth album, Hope, Fear, and Youth, in 2013. And they're working on another one. But February 1st at Off-Broadway for the No Depression, a tribute to Uncle Tupelo. Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Yes.
That show starts at 8 p.m. Of course, you can check them out on the website, brotherslazaroff.com.
Now, was Uncle Tupelo, they were huge here in St. Louis. Was that before you got into the music scene?
I think so.
Okay. Well, not long before, because you probably had the magazine out about the time. They were still playing around here.
Really?
Yeah.
Boy, that was a missed opportunity.
For everybody.
For everyone.
All right. So that is February 1st at Off-Broadway.
And their big show is February 22nd at The Demo, which is a new venue for me. I don't know quite where that is. Well, it's 4144 Manchester.
It's in the Grove.
In the Grove, okay. 10 p.m. It's Elizabeth McQueen meets Brother Lazaroff. Elizabeth is...
No holds barred tag team cage match.
Elizabeth just left the band Asleep at the Wheel. A Grammy-winning band.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. So this EP is going to be entitled The Latest Remix. The Laziest Remix. I'm sorry. And this is off her album, The Laziest Girl. So I think they're doing a remix. They're going to add some new stuff and have some Brothers Lazaroff stuff in there. That is February 22nd at The Demo.
And the boys have a website?
Yes, brotherslazaroff.com. You can check them out. Great band. They've been around for a long time.
Yeah,
I like their stuff.
We'll go out with some of theirs.
This is a great track called Dance While You Can.
Good. Great work. And don't forget, playitforwardstl.org. Thank you, Sam.